We now begin our service. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and our salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning you created us in your image and planted us in a well-watered garden. In the desert you promised pools of water for the parched, and you gave us water from the rock. When we did not know the way, you sent the Good Shepherd to lead us to still waters. At the cross you watered us from Jesus' wounded side, and on this day you shower us again with the water of life. We praise you for your salvation through water and for all water everywhere. Bathe us in your forgiveness, grace, and love. Satisfy the thirsty and give us the life only you can give. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Our opening hymn is Spirit of Gentleness, verses 1 and 4. La gracia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, el amor de Dios, the love of God, y la comunión del Espíritu Santo sean con todos ustedes, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you, y también contigo. And now let us pray together. O God, on this day, you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending us into your Holy Spirit Direct us by the light of that Spirit, that we may have a right judgment in all things and rejoice at all times in your peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Children's sermon time. Welcome, kids. You could come to the screen and unmute yourselves. Hi, Stella. Hi, Hannah.
Go, babies.
Hi, Marquez kids. Hi, Benicio, Florian, Cheka. Hi, Rodriguez family. There's Kai and Sophia.
Alex.
There's Alex. Hi, Alex. Hi, Allie. I hear Allie too. I don't see you, but I hear you. Who knows what today is?
Sunday.
Sunday. Yes, you are correct. Good answer. Do you know what the festival is that we are celebrating?
Pentecost.
Any idea what that is? Yeah, when the tongues of fire rest on your head. Any of you have any fire on your heads this morning?
Put it on Cheka's head.
I don't see any fire. Oh! Cheka has some tons of fire there. She's got a red something on her head. Right. And Pentecost, it's a fancy way of saying a number. Anyone know how many days it's been since Easter?
40?
50. 50. So Pentecost is a fancy way of saying 50. Because 50 days after Easter morning, you know, we celebrated Easter for 50 days. 50 days later is when those tongues of fire rested on Jesus's friends' heads. So you may not be able to see that fire on your head, but it's there. It is God with us, God helping us, showing us what we need to do, how we need to love others, how we need to behave, how we need to listen to our parents and our teachers and our friends. That is what's called the Holy Spirit, God in us. Remember how Jesus, last week we talked about how Jesus went to heaven, but was going to be sending us the Holy Spirit, God in us. So remember that. Remember that Jesus is with you, God is with you, through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes it looks like tongues of fire on our heads. Other times, it's just us being the church, showing others how to love, to give peace instead of violence, love instead of hatred. May you remember that and may you be that. Be the church. Be those tongues of fire in the midst of the world. Can you do that? Yeah? Hope so. And if not, if we mess up, yeah, it's okay, because Jesus still loves us and shows us how to be. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day.
And the gift of Pentecost.
And the gift of Pentecost.
When tongues of fire rest upon our heads.
And
the Holy Spirit.
Within us.
Help us always. To feel you with us. And to show your love.
To all the world.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thanks, kids. Now we turn our hearts and our minds. And Alex will be reading the Pentecost story for us through the Spark Story Bible.
Jesus' disciples were celebrating a festival called Pentecost when suddenly a strange wind blew through the house Everyone's hair lifted up, and there was an amazing noise. They looked at each other. It looked like each disciple had a flame of fire touching him. But no one was burned. The Holy Spirit had come, just as Jesus promised. The disciples began to speak in different languages, languages they never learned. Stranger yet, they could understand each other. Peter stood up. "I want to tell you about Jesus." He reminded everyone what Jesus taught them. He told them how Jesus died and lived again. "It's time for us to begin a new life with God's Spirit guiding us," Peter said. The disciples were excited to live differently, guided by God's Spirit. This was the very beginning of the Christian church.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his sides. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Before I begin the sermon, I just want to hear, some people are having trouble. If you can hear me, give me the thumbs up so I know we are good to go. Amen. Good. Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So when we think of Pentecost, we often think of those tongues of fire, like I talked about with the children, resting on people's heads, right? We think of all those different languages when people are wondering if the disciples are drunk because it's so crazy that they're speaking in different languages. That was the first reading that we heard this morning. Alex, my right-hand man, read for us. And we like this text because it's fun. Who wouldn't like to talk about tongues of fire resting on our heads? And we get to wear red on Pentecost. We get tongues of fire resting on us. We receive the power from on high and are told to go out and share it with the world. But what often gets missed when we focus on this story from the book of Acts is our gospel reading from this morning. We are back to Easter morning when Jesus comes after his resurrection to the disciples behind those locked, closed doors. We kept getting this story during our Easter season, and now we are getting it again for Pentecost, but it's one that we need to keep hearing. What stands out today is that Jesus breathes on them the Holy Spirit. Jesus' breath is how they receive the Holy Spirit. There are no tongues of fire resting on their heads, no variety of languages and people wondering if they are drunk, just Jesus and his breath. God incarnate is breathing on the disciples. They receive Jesus' breath and they are changed. And how fitting for us to hear this now at a time when we are still told to wear masks, to keep from breathing on anyone else, to keep COVID-19 at bay. At a time where we find it difficult to breathe, Jesus still breathes on us the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. recibe el Espíritu Santo. How fitting to hear this now when some believe that we have to have our church buildings open while others worry if breathing is safe. Jesus still breathes on us the Holy Spirit in the midst of this uncertainty and reminds us that we are still the church, whether or not we are in our church building. Receive the Holy Spirit. Recibe el Espíritu Santo. And how fitting for us to hear this now at a time when our nation is in an uproar. Racism has come to the forefront again, and people are demanding justice. People have begun rioting. People are hurt and angry and acting out. People are demanding justice, yes, but many are becoming violent. The violence that occurred when an innocent Black man yelled out, "I can't breathe," has now given way to even more violence. Everyone is calling out, "We can't breathe," but Jesus still breathes on them, the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Recibe el Espíritu Santo. And Jesus is showing us another way. For Jesus then goes on to say that through this breath, that through this gift of the Holy Spirit, the disciples have the power to forgive or retain sins. That means we too have the power to forgive or retain sins. And depending on where we fall, we can forgive or retain the sins of those who fall on the other side, we think. And these days, most want to retain the sins of the other. In fact, that's what sells. That's what makes the stories more interesting. You're wrong, I'm right, I win, you lose. I'm forgiven, and you're not. But Jesus isn't trying to pit us one against the other. We have done that all on our own. It doesn't have to be an us versus them. It can be a collective we instead. We are all in this together. Jesus breathes on all of us that same Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Recibe el Espíritu Santo. For we are still the church, whether or not we step in the church building sometime in the coming months or not until next year. You are still the church, even if you live far away, and the likelihood of ever stepping into the church building is slim. The church is the people. Jesus constantly reminds us of that. In fact, when he breathed on those disciples long ago, church looked very different, but it was still the church because people gathered together in Jesus' name. And unfortunately, it's true that racism still exists. People are still being unfairly treated because of the color of their skin. And we, the church, are called to speak out against this. We are called to speak out in love, not hate or fear, and definitely not in violence. We are called to show the world there is another way, the way of Jesus, the way of truth and peace and love. And we beg for peace. And we pray these words from the hymn, "Bring Peace to Earth Again," by Herman G. Stumpfle, Jr. When armies scourge the countryside and people flee in fear, where sirens scream through flaming nights and death is ever near. O God of mercy, hear our prayer. Bring peace to earth again. Where anger festers in the heart and strikes with cruel hand, where violence stalks the troubled streets and terror haunts the land, O God of mercy, hear our prayer. Bring peace to earth again. Where homes are torn by bitter strife and love dissolves in blame, where walls you meant for sheltering hide deeds of hurt and shame, O God of mercy, hear our prayer. Bring peace to earth again. O God, whose heart compassionate bears every human pain, redeem this violent, wounding world till gentleness shall reign. O God of mercy, hear our prayer. Bring peace to earth again. Come, Holy Spirit, ven Espíritu Santo. On this Pentecost Sunday, may we feel the breath of Jesus upon us. May it give us the peace that only He can give. May it push us to strive for peace in all the land. After all, Jesus had the power to forgive or retain sins, and He chose to forgive. Even though it meant upsetting the status quo, even though it meant death upon a cross, even though it meant coming back and seeing His disciples still not getting it, Jesus kept forgiving and forgiving and forgiving some more, and we are called to do the same. And while Jesus was forgiving, He was also teaching people how to live in love and peace and truth. Love, not hate, is always the answer, not just when things are easy. Speak truth to power, yes, but do it always with love. Help us bring peace to earth again. So on this day, the day of Pentecost, may you hear these words and know them to be true. Receive the Holy Spirit. Recibe el Espíritu Santo. Forgive as Jesus forgives. Perdona como Jesús te perdona. Love as Jesus loves. Ama como Jesús te ama. Bring peace. Trae paz. And may the peace of Christ be with you always. Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor. Jesus breathed on us. Amen.
Amen.
Please join us in singing the hymn of the day, Eternal Spirit of the Living Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We now offer up our prayers to God, and remember during the prayers there will be a time where you will be unmuted and you will be able to offer up your specific prayers out loud or in your hearts. Our response this morning is, Come, Holy Spirit. Let us pray. On this day of Pentecost, we unite in prayer, asking God to send the Holy Spirit on the church, the world, and all who are in need. We pray for the church around the globe, for the Eastern Orthodox, the Roman Catholic Church, Protestant and Anglican churches, Pentecostal churches, evangelicals and independents, and for everyone who searches for you, we pray.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Restore with your breath the whole creation, especially the lands and waters laden with pollution and the animals whose habitats are threatened. For your earth, we pray.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Send your spirit on the leaders of nations, on legislators, and on judges, that the people of the world will benefit from your justice and your peace. For the nations of the world, we pray.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Restore to health those who are suffering, those who contracted COVID-19. Uphold healthcare workers, grant jobs to those who are unemployed, and assist researchers in discovering a vaccine. For all who are suffering and confronting COVID-19, we pray.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Show our nation and our churches how to connect with those whose language we cannot speak. For the speakers of every language under the sun, we pray.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Hear also the cries of our own hearts. For what else should we pray?
For all those not worshiping with us today.
For anyone who needs prayer and love this day.
For my husband, Don.
For our nurses and doctors.
For ourselves, we pray. Come,
come, Holy Spirit.
Receive our prayers for all who for centuries have gone before us in the faith. From the first Pentecost throughout Christian history and up this week, that at the end, we and all the saints will rejoice in your presence. We pray.
Come, Holy Spirit.
With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. At this time, you may get your offering ready to mail to Christ or go to our website and donate from our homepage via Vanco or PayPal. Please note that your offering helps us continue to serve our neighbors. Without you, we would not be able to be disciples of Christ within our community and beyond.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And now together let us pray. Merciful God, our ordinary gifts seem small for such a celebration, but you make of them an abundance, just as you do with our lives. Give us strength for service in your name, through the hope of the risen Christ. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn is Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Spirit, rain, turn our hearts on fire.
Discípulos de Cristo dentro y fuera de nuestra comunidad. Vayan en paz, sirvan al Señor. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Gracias al Señor.
Amen. God bless you this week. Join us next week to celebrate Trinity Sunday. Same place, same time.